We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing out the face saying, wake up, you need to make money.
Yeah. 21 Pilots at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in September. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Let's get to this morning's morning motivation. So the inspiration for this morning's morning motivation, because it is an unusual time right now on the Q Morning Show. I am all by myself. We are in between co-hosts. Good things are happening. There's lots of meetings after the show. We're planning for the future. And again, it's all good. All of it is good. I'm excited about everything that is coming, that is forthcoming. But still, I'm a worrier. I stress out when I shouldn't stress out. So this morning's morning motivation, worrying won't keep the bad stuff from happening. It just keeps you from enjoying the good. I'm going to try to enjoy the good in this moment right now this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Glad you're here.
Q104.
Knox. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. The 30-day song challenge. This is something that I'm doing all this month. We're on day number 10. So yesterday's challenge was to play a song that makes me happy. Today's challenge, a song that makes me sad. And there's many songs that I can think of that make me sad. But also I need to keep in mind that these songs have to be able to be played on Q104. So this morning we're going with this song, a song about someone that finds out that they're being cheated on. Sam Smith, I'm Not the Only One. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. So good to have you here. You should never make these comments about someone's appearance. I have a list here. Six things you should never say to someone about how they look, because you might hurt their feelings. You might say something insensitive. You might think it's innocent what you're saying, but the person you are saying it to might not. Number six on this list, you've gained weight. I've never said this to somebody. I've had this said to me a bunch of times. The one time that sticks in my head, the way it was said to me, someone said, "You look puffier," which I think is worse than just coming out and saying I've gained weight. Number five on this list, you've lost a ton of weight. Now, I have said this before to people, and I've had this said to me before. I've never really been offended by it. In a way, I'm kind of happy that people notice that I've lost weight, so I've always thought it was a compliment in a way. Number four, you look so tired. I get this one all the time for obvious reasons. I'm not offended by it. I say this to my kids, but I don't think I've said it to another person. Number three on this list, things you should never comment on about someone's appearance. You'd be so much prettier if you smiled more. Yeah, I've never said it. I would never say it to a member of the female sex. I don't see that going over well. Number two, you shouldn't wear clothes like that. No, I would never comment on anyone's outfit for any reason. Number one on this list, things you should never say to someone about how they look. For your age, you look amazing. I've never said this to anyone, but I receive a variation of this comment. I'll get, oh, when someone finds out how old I am, they say, oh, you don't look your age, which I don't think is as good as for your age, you look amazing. I would love to at least hear you look amazing. I want to hear the amazing part. I'd love to get a comment like that. All right, we have Hash It Out coming up this morning. Madison is having a very difficult month, and she thought she could count on her friend Lana to help her through it. And she feels, well, betrayed by Lana. There's no other way to say it. Hash It Out is on the way next.
Crazy, that's 'cause I used to be young.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. We have friends fighting. We need to get to this. Hash It Out on the Q Morning Show. Madison and Lana. So Madison is the one that came to us with this issue. Lana is here, too. She is listening in to everything that Madison is about to say. Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what's going on between you and Lana.
Okay. So it's been... It's been a crazy couple of weeks. I recently caught my boyfriend cheating.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I confronted him. He couldn't deny it. It was an extremely ugly breakup, honestly. And he moved out 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Before we go any further, may I ask the name of your ex? Because I'm thinking he might come up again. Christian is his name?
Christian.
Okay.
Yes.
So your ex, Christian, you guys are done. He's out of the house.
Right.
First of all, I'm sorry that you guys broke up.
Thank you.
But how is this affecting your relationship with your friend Lana?
Okay. So, I thought we were friends. I have a wonderful group of friends, and they've been rallying around me, and I thought that Lana was one of them, mm-hmm. except for the other night we were out to dinner, and I was telling all of them the story, like, of everything that happened, and Lana was like, oh, was... he cheating on you with Kelsey? And I was like, how did you know that he was cheating on me with someone named Kelsey?
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, yeah, because one night I was out and I ran into Christian and Kelsey at a bar and they looked like really cozy, like they were on a date. I was stunned. I was like, how long ago was this? She's like, I don't know, like early March.
So about a month ago. So your friend Lana... knew there was a possibility about your ex, Christian, and some girl named Kelsey.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you say to her? Because everybody's sitting
like,
at the table.
Why didn't you tell me about this? And she's like, oh, well, I was afraid to get involved because, you know, like, I know Kelsey. And like, all this stuff that honestly to me sounded like complete BS. And just, like, bottom line, all I heard was that, like, my friend... somebody that I trusted and confided in knew that my boyfriend was cheating on me and didn't say a word about it.
Okay, so this is perfect. This is why I love Hash It Out, because we don't just get one side of the story. We can hear the other side of the story. So we're bringing in Lana right now. Lana, good morning.
Hey.
Okay, so tell us the version of the story from your end.
Well, honestly, I mean, it's basically exactly like Madison said. The only, like, she didn't, you know, everything she said is true. It's just that I did not know that Christian was cheating on her. I had a suspicion based on this, like, one incident, but, like, I didn't really feel like it was my place to say anything. I didn't have any concrete information. And it's like, why would you just, like,
okay,
insert yourself
that,
in
like
something that you don't know?
Figure out. Like, that's the part that I can't figure out. It's like, you're my friend. And if you're my friend, why wouldn't you immediately tell me that you have some suspicion?
Lana, before you answer that,
said something?
Lana, before you answer that, I just want to clarify. So you saw Christian, Madison's ex, and this girl named Kelsey out, but you don't think that was enough information to just assume that they were cheating or that Christian was cheating?
Kissing. I didn't see anything. Like, it was weird.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know anyone's life. Like, what if I had gone to Madison and been like, oh my God, I saw this thing and it turned out to be untrue. Like, I know Christian, he would have been pissed. I just you would have been pissed at me, Maddie, if I had sounded the alarm and nothing had been going on. So I'm just
you should have texted me right away and should have been like, hey, so Christian is at so-and-so bar with another girl. Do you know about this? Or at like the very least be like, hey, I'm at this bar and Christian is here. And then like, I could have been like, oh yeah, I know he's out with our friend Kelsey. Or I could have been like, weird. He told me he was doing work like what he said he was doing that night and obviously wasn't.
Okay, Madison, I love you, but I think it's really easy to use hindsight here. In the moment, I didn't know what the hell was going on, and I didn't really want to jump to the conclusion that he was cheating on you without more evidence.
No, but it really just sounds like you didn't want to get involved. It's just what it boils down to. Like, you didn't want to get involved because you don't care.
I didn't want to get involved in your... It's not that I don't care about you. It's your relationship. I don't really know what the ground rules are in your relationship. I'm certainly not going to say something if I just see two people hanging out at a bar. Yeah, there was a vibe. But you know what? Christian's flirty, man. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
All right, ladies, let me stop you right there. I got so involved in that conversation that I forgot that we were doing a radio show and I was supposed to jump in. So let's jump in right now. 216-474-0104. Madison's ex-boyfriend has been caught cheating. Madison's friend Lana, a month ago, may have known that Christian was out cheating with this girl named Kelsey. Should Lana have done more to give Madison the heads up? 216-474-0104. Hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Hash It Out this morning. It's a little complicated. I had to take many, many notes as Madison and Lana were talking to each other. Here's what's going down. Madison recently broke up with her boyfriend. She caught him cheating a few weeks ago, and they're broken up. He's out of the house. They are done. But then Madison, on a night out with the girls, they're having a conversation, and Madison's friend Lana says, was that because your boyfriend, Christian, was cheating with this girl named Kelsey? Because I saw them out at this bar one night. And Madison's like, how did you see Christian and this girl named Kelsey out at a bar, and you didn't say one thing about it? And Lana's like, well, I didn't want to get involved. I didn't exactly know what I was seeing. And so Madison's pretty upset at Lana over this for withholding information. Let's go to Angel in Wellington. Angel, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on Hash It Out?
Well, first of all, I love the show.
Thank you.
And second of all, I think Madison has all the right in the world to be upset because we're supposed to have each other's backs as women.
Okay. So Lana should have said something when? Like at the moment when it's happening?
Well, if not at the moment, then the very next day.
She should have gone to Madison and said, hey, I saw Christian out last night with another girl. What's going on?
Absolutely.
Okay. I see that, Lana is not getting a lot of support on the text machine right now. Let's go to Sarah in Amherst. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on Hash It Out? Is Lana in the wrong here?
I think so. I'm married to my childhood neighbor, and we've known each other for a long time. And I have a lot of friends from high school that are guys that we hang out with on a regular basis. So he knows, who these people are. No romantic involvement ever in the past or now or in the future. But I think if you see something, you should say something at that moment. I don't think that it should be, well, I don't want to get involved. I mean, if she's your friend, then you need to say something. So it's all about honesty, too.
I'm trying to think about it. If I was in Lana's shoes, and I don't know what I don't know what I would do. I guess I would text one of my guys.
Yeah.
If I saw their wife or girlfriend out, I don't know if I would. I can't like sit here and say 100% that I would, because I'm one of those people that I avoid the conflict, I avoid the drama, and I don't know if I would do that.
Right.
Like I understand Lana's perspective, but I guess what we're trying to figure out, was Lana wrong for not giving her friend Madison the heads up?
Yeah, even if she knew that he was going out with, say this was one of his friends that, you know, is a girl that he's known, you know, for 15 years. Mm-hmm. Even if she's met her and she knows that there's nothing going on, I would think that a friend would still say something if she saw something that she thought was wrong.
Okay. Hopefully Madison and Lana can work through this, because the damage is done. The guy was busted anyway. He was busted for cheating, and Madison and Christian are no more. But now I guess the most important thing is Madison and Lana's friendship. Can they work through this? And I hope they can. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate you calling this morning. It's Q104.
St. Texas.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beyonce, it's the Q Morning Show, Q104. We're doing Hash It Out this morning for Madison and Lana. And I was remarking that I'm not seeing a whole lot of support right now for Lana for withholding information to her friend Madison about how she saw Madison's boyfriend out at a bar with another girl. Lana says she didn't know what she was seeing exactly, so she didn't want to jump to conclusions and start a fire that she wouldn't be able to put out. Judy in Olmsted Falls. Now, you actually kind of relate to Lana in this. Is that right?
Yes.
Why is that?
I had a similar situation. A friend of mine, her husband made a pass at me, and they were both my friends, so I debated on whether or not to tell for a good couple hours. And I told, and it ruined our friendship. She didn't believe me, and we haven't spoken since.
Okay. A little bit of a different situation, though, that this guy made a pass at you. It's not like you saw him out with another girl. He actually made the pass at you. And in that scenario, I would say, yeah, you would have to tell your friend, right? But I still understand how awkward. It's not easy. It can't be easy to have that conversation.
No. They were both my friends, so it was a very difficult situation. Yeah. But I still think, you know, Lana, I understand where she's coming from. I understand that that's a difficult situation and you don't want to jump to any conclusions.
Yeah, it's totally difficult for Lana. And I think this texter, I think this sums it up and kind of puts a bow on the whole thing for me. Texter says, let's not all forget who the rat is here. The anger should be geared towards Christian and only Christian. So Madison and Lana, hopefully you guys work this out.
The girl them skill are tick.
It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Yesterday, I don't know what happened. It's like someone flipped a switch. The weather, of course, was incredible. I'm driving one kid to soccer practice. I'm driving the other kid to baseball practice. I mowed my lawn yesterday. I am in peak dad mode, and it's only April 10th. I need to slow down and pace myself. But we're getting excited here because we're thinking about shows at Blossom Music Center later this summer. Glass Animals will be there. We have tickets coming up during Battle of the Burbs. That's next.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's meet our contestants this morning. First up, we have Mark in Painesville, a graduate of Brush High School. Mark, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
You are going to be taking on Brittany in Lorraine, a graduate of Admiral King High School. Brittany, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, you guys. Here are the rules. Your name is your buzzer. The best of five in this trivia challenge wins Battle of the Burbs and the Glass Animals tickets. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I am.
Here is question number one. This weekend, there's a music festival happening in Indio, California. This festival is called what?
I have no idea.
No one? That would be Coachella. Coachella begins this weekend. Question number two. Pat Sajak has recorded his final episode of Wheel of Fortune, which will air in June. Who will be replacing Sajak as host?
I don't know.
No one has that one. Ryan Seacrest.
We We need easy questions.
Right. I thought these were easy. Okay, so no score after two questions. Here's question number three. How many sides does a hexagon have?
Brittany.
Brittany.
Eight.
Eight is incorrect. Do you have it, Mark?
Shit.
All right. We also just got to make sure I hit the dump button there, Brittany. We can't swear during Battle of the Burbs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is one of the rules. No swearing during Battle of the Burbs. All right. Mark, do you want to try to take question three?
Six
is correct. Mark is leading the way. 1-0. Question number four. What is the name of the actress who played Rebecca, the mother of Kevin, Kate, and Randall on the TV show This Is Us?
That's
no fans of this show?
Oh, I love that show.
I'm sorry, time buzzer. That's Mandy Moore, who, by the way, is celebrating a birthday today. All right, question number five. Whoever gets this will win Battle of the Burbs. What is the capital of France?
Mark.
Mark?
Paris.
Paris is correct. Mark, you win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never.
All right, Mark, you have Glass Animals tickets.
Thank you.
Blossom Music Center later on this summer. Thank you for being a great contestant this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be back tomorrow. It's Q104.
To be young and in love in New York City. Your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. This is the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. So I read this story, and you may have seen this video on TikTok because I've seen it circulating. I'm going to tell you what happened, but I'm not sure if your reaction to the story is going to be the same as my reaction to this story. So during a flight recently, this woman stands up on the flight and she shares with an entire plane full of passengers that she wants a wealthy man. She's looking for a rich guy. She gets up. She gets on the intercom on the plane. And she's like, "Hi, guys, I'm Carolina Geitz. I'm looking for a rich husband. My seat is 2A. Please join me and sit down if you're rich." And then after her announcement, the passengers and the crew members give her a round of applause. And nobody sat down to her, or next to her, by the way. And you might be thinking many things. You might be thinking gold digger. You might be thinking, oh, this is just someone doing this for TikTok likes or whatever. It's not real. My reaction was, how did she get to use the intercom on the plane? I mean, I'm assuming that she set it up in advance with a flight attendant or something like that. But why would they let her do this? It's the intercom on a plane. Passengers should not be able to use the intercom on a plane. I don't want open mic night on the plane when I'm flying. Nobody should use the intercom unless you're the pilot or the flight crew. Or unless you're Billy Idol and you're trying to stop Julia Guglia from getting married in Vegas to the wrong guy, you want her to marry Robbie Hart instead.
Q104.
This time.
1, 2, 3. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's Bill Ryan. Thank you for choosing us this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. So my son, Will, he's 12 years old. This past Saturday, he comes to us and he says, "Hey, me and my friends, we want to go see Dune 2. And I'm like, "Okay, that's the weird future movie with Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet." He's like, "Yeah, we want to go see it." And I'm like, "Okay." I said, "Wait, but have you seen Dune 1? And he's like, "No." I said, "Don't you want to see Dune 1 before you see Dune 2? And he's like, "No, I don't care. I'll be fine." And so I'm like thinking about this and I get kind of obsessed with it and I start Googling. And I'm not even the one going to see the movie, but I Google, do you have to see Dune 1 before you see Dune 2? And it says right here on Google, it says you don't have to see the first Dune to enjoy the second. Dune Part 1 is like an appetizer, and Dune Part 2 is the main meal. But I kind of like the appetizers before the main meal. But he went to go see this movie with his friends, and he comes home. He loved the movie. He enjoyed Dune 2 without seeing Dune 1. So I was thinking about this. Have I ever watched a sequel
without seeing the previous movies or the movies that came before it. And then I remembered, yes, I have. And it was a very similar situation, too. When I was 10 years old, I went to the movies with my friends to see Rocky IV without seeing Rocky 1, 2, or 3. And to this day, I've never seen Rocky 1, 2, or 3. But I saw Rocky 4, and I wanted to go with my friends, so I really didn't care. 216-474-0104. Here's what I want to get into. What movie did you see out of order? Why did that happen? Did the movie make sense to you? Were you confused when you were watching the movie? Why did you watch a movie without seeing the movies that came before it? 216-474-0104. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. I was just wondering if you've ever seen a movie and you were totally confused throughout the entire movie because you were watching a movie that was a sequel or you were watching the movie out of order of the other movies. Because my son, Will, went to go see Dune 2 this past weekend without seeing Dune 1. I thought he'd be super confused watching that movie. He said he loved it, so I guess he wasn't confused. Christine is in Bedford Heights. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good morning. What movie did you see out of order from the other movies?
Twilight Saga.
The Twilight Saga.
Yes.
All right. I'm not familiar with all of the, I've never seen a Twilight movie. I'm not familiar. I don't know what order they go in. So I pulled it up here on Google. So let me see. There's Twilight from 2008. There's the Twilight Saga New Moon the next year. Which one did you see? And then in 2010, there was the Twilight Saga Eclipse.
Okay. It was the Twilight Saga that I, you know, I came upon. My girlfriends, we were out of town, and I came back to the hotel room, and they were fascinated about these vampires and werewolves. I'm like, I have no understanding what you guys are talking about. But when I was watching, it was amazing because the part that they were talking about is when they got married, and I loved it so much, but I was so confused about the werewolves and the vampires, and I just said, okay, when I'm done with vacation, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to pull this up, and let me tell you, I was stuck in the house all day.
That's so it sucked you in, so you were confused watching it, whichever, it was either the third or the fourth movie thing that you were watching.
Yes.
You watched it, you were confused, but you enjoyed it enough that it made you go back to the beginning to watch all of them.
Yes, sir. And I was stuck in the house all day. And every time it comes on now, I'm stuck in the house all day.
That's awesome. So I'm forced to ask you then the question that we used to ask each other all the time through the mid-2000s. And are you Team Edward or Team... Wait, what's the other guy's name?
I forgot his other... I'm Team Edward. I love Edward.
Team Edward. All right. Christine is Team Edward. I'm glad you discovered the Twilight movies.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. So tax day is coming, April 15th. That's Monday. And I'm reading this survey where half of Americans put off doing their taxes. This report reveals that on average, people spend 8 hours stressing over the task alone. And 43% admit that they spend as much or more time procrastinating than the time it takes to actually prepare their taxes. This is accurate, at least for me. It took me 4 hours to do our taxes. And this was weeks ago. I'm still not done. 4 hours. And I think 3 of those hours was me trying to figure out how to download and work the TurboTax software. And the thing is, I'm almost done. Do you know what's holding me back? Rita. If you know, you know. Because with Rita, you have to print out the pages inside your tax return and mail them a check like it's 1973. And I have not done that yet, mostly because I can't get my printer to work at home. So yeah, it's a lot of procrastination, but I am technologically inept, so there's self-sabotage on my part.
I don't like no whips and you can't tie me down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.